Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the budget is apparently done in Harrisburg, but things haven't quite settled as far as all the bills that go with it. What's your view of this particular bill? What are some of your concerns?
Well, I'm glad that we actually were able to pass a general appropriations bill to look at the budget. I'm glad that we were able to move forward with a budget. I still believe that the budget that's been passed spends more than what we can afford, and I'm very concerned about that. I'm one of these people that looks at how much we have to spend and then believes that we should spend that wisely rather than going out and spending money that we're not sure we're going to have and we're not sure that's going to be coming into state government. So this is a $28.04 billion general fund spending bill. It represents a $207 million increase over last year. To put this into perspective, we're projected to bring in approximately $25 billion in revenue this year. And there again, the budget is spending $28 billion. So that gap is being made up with federal stimulus funds and also anticipates an additional $850 million in what's called the federal FMAP funds that honestly have not been approved by Congress yet. So we're actually anticipating money to be appropriated that we're not sure whether it's coming or not. So that's another concern that I have. I don't think we should be budgeting on funds that we're not sure if Congress is even going to pass. So there again, I'm glad we have a budget in place, but I have some serious concerns about this budget, and I voted no on it because of those concerns. I think we need a fiscally responsible budget, and I'm glad we were able to hold the governor back in some of his spending. He was actually pushing for a $29.1 billion budget. So we did hold him back, and I'm glad we were able to do that. But I still think we need to tighten the belt and cut spending further, because next year when those federal stimulus dollars go away, you know, we've got some very serious issues and could potentially have some very serious budgetary problems.
And as we speak, there still are some things that are kind of hanging in the air. One has to do with the fiscal code bill. The other has to do with some kind of independent office of financial oversight. What's going on?
Well, that's one of those bills that I mentioned that's still being debated and negotiated. And the fiscal code is basically the bill that goes along with the general appropriations bill. And that's a bill that includes some definite language to dictate how the money that's been appropriated gets spent. It's a very important bill. One of the issues that seems to be remaining is whether to create an independent fiscal office. And that's something that I think deserves to be looked at very seriously. One of the problems we've had is the governor's office dictates what the yearly spending number is. And to take that authority away from the governor's office and have an independent office tell us in the legislature exactly how much is coming into state government and how much we have to spend, I think is something that's very important. I believe that the independent fiscal office, it's actually a good idea. So there's ongoing negotiations as to whether that's going to be included in the fiscal code.
There's also a lot of talk about gas drilling severance bill. That does not appear to be happening this month. What's going on there?
Well, that's another one of those issues that was sort of tied to the budget in some ways, but didn't really need to be tied to the budget. But the governor and the House Democrats really wanted it to be part of the overall negotiations. It appears now that that issue will be pushed off to the fall. It's not part of the overall spending plan that's part of this budget. And it appears as though that may be coming up as an issue in the fall.
There's also a lot of talk about driver safety. There was a cell phone bill ban. I guess it came out of the House, went over to the Senate, then it came back, and it appears to now be a dead issue. What's going on?
The bill that was passed in the House earlier this year and was sent to the Senate was a ban on using cell phones and texting while driving in the Commonwealth. And the Senate recently amended that bill and sent it back to the House, stripped out a number of the provisions in the bill, and basically just saying that it applied to junior operators and making it a secondary offense. And the House voted not to concur with the changes made by the Senate. So now it appears as though that bill may either die in its current form or be sent to a conference committee. It would have helped to put safety restrictions in for junior operators. We certainly don't want junior operators out talking on the cell phone or texting while driving down the road. So there was a number of good provisions in the bill, but overall it was felt that the bill was not stringent enough and didn't apply to all classes of drivers. So it appears as though the bill definitely needs more work.
And of course, you have a big event coming up for seniors in your area. When's it going to happen? What can people expect to see? And how can they find out more?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting another Senior Citizen Expo at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. It's going to be held on Friday, August 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I would certainly encourage all the seniors and their families to come out to the expo and gather some really good information regarding programs available for senior citizens.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report. And tune in again next week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.